74 years old, passed away in his sleep, according to his wife. Little Oscar follow-up here. Messi the dog from Anatomy of a Fall wasn't even in the audience. They faked that whole thing.
I thought it.
Did you see the how they did it, the behind the scenes?
I didn't see the behind the scenes. Just know that they had recorded it ahead of time.
They had a guy out there under the seat with putting up dog legs.
Al Pacino is explaining his awkward announcement of the Best Picture yesterday by saying the producers chose not to have him list the 10 nominees. Oh, Taylor Swift news. We haven't had some of this in like a month. She and Travis Kelce, her fake boyfriend, jetted from L.A. to Singapore to attend Madonna's post-Oscar party, because you couldn't have that here, right? God, I love Christina Applegate, but it's sad to see what she's going through with MS. Diagnosed in 2021, she says that when she was presenting at the Emmys last year, she passed out. And she was tough. Oh, you did such a great job, and you're so funny. And she says, I don't even remember being there. Tough time. Kate Middleton has apologized for editing her photo. I still don't understand what the big freaking deal is with this. Well, who cares?
I don't know, but the palace would not even issue the original.
Right.
And so there's still controversy.
Yeah, and then the two twits, Harry and Meghan, they were kind of like capitalizing on that fake picture report. But this is perhaps, of all the news today, the biggest story.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Spinal Tap sequel has begun filming.
Yeah, and they're filming it in New Orleans.
Ooh, maybe I can get an extra roller. I used to work for Styx. I could always play that card, right?
And there's going to be cameos from famous people like Paul McCartney and
Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, Elton John.
Elton John, yeah.
Maybe I'll see one of those people, because I got Wiley trying to get us into Commanders on Saturday night. Should be nice. Okay, as we get ready for the 7 o'clock hour in Random Facts, we now turn it over to Jay.
I'm surprised you didn't have anything in there about Copperfield.
What happened to him?
Nothing. He's announced that he's going to make the moon disappear.
Oh. I didn't see that story.
Yeah.
But just the other day, I was telling somebody about my David Copperfield experience.
I don't know exactly when it's supposed to happen. Maybe it's the eclipse.
I'm sure it's associated with the eclipse. I remember you saying that they were threatening you, don't reveal...
They did this ad, 13 local celebs, and I was one of them to be in one of his illusions. And the interesting part is, it was like, okay, what magical thing's going to happen? We're all sitting in chairs. They close the curtain around us. He's doing his thing. He's got the audience looking at one end of the theater. They take us and hustle us. I mean, they made us literally run from the stage to the side door. They brought us inside, and then there's this big reveal. And what was wild is that the crowd was nuts. They were not expecting us to be there. I don't know how he did it, but it takes some skill to get people to believe you've made 13 people vanish. They convinced my daughter. My daughter was only like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
She was upset.
This is scheduled in February.
Oh. Next year?
Yeah. Is when he's planning on doing this whole make the moon disappear thing. I'm here to tell you, however, about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. If you have some jewelry, some estate jewelry, some jewelry that has been passed down, you may not even know that it's jewelry that's been passed down. You may have just said, God, that's the old jewelry box and there's some stuff in there. Well, it might have some money and value attached to it. So you may want to give Troop Booth a call to find out what that jewelry is worth. 260-0066 will put you in touch with Troop. He is going to be the one that answers that call or returns that call if there is no answer there, and returns the text, whatever it may be, however you reach out to him, because Troop is the owner, operator, the employee. He is everything at Heirloom Jewelers. There are no other employees. It is just him. So when you call and talk to somebody there about that jewelry, you're talking to him, and he is going to be making those final decisions for you as far as, you know, what that value is and what he's willing to pay for it as well, which is top dollar for that, especially if you've got gold. Gold jewelry, gold bullion, any kind of gold whatsoever. The littlest amount is going to get you the most amount from Heirloom Jewelers, and especially 20% more, if not more than that, if you use that amount for store credit at Heirloom Jewelers. They're located on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road, here in Montgomery. Call them again, 260-0066, or find them online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, we are at 7:06. We're going to check traffic. And then next hour, Random Facts, as always, introduced by two spectacular convoluted introductions. And the whole thing is followed by a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate for our pop quiz question. What you got, Skipper?
Traffic is light to moderate all over the Montgomery area right now. We're seeing a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown. And our normal spots for this time of the morning are beginning to build a bit. Out of Wetumpka, 231, Troy Highway, Taylor Road. You know the drill this time of the morning. And the I-65 northbound, on the ramp to Cobbs Ford Road, we've got two pickup trucks, one with a trailer and an emergency vehicle off on the right side of the roadway there. Please watch out for those folks. Buckle up. Be safe. We're going to keep you updated when accidents happen. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Help Wanted. Finding the perfect match for unique job opportunities. Here is today's Help Wanted ad.
Companies are hiring entry-level Gen Z employees. Take a break from bedrotting to find a rewarding career. Qualified applicants must actually show up for the interview, as in physically appear at the interview. And if you are hired, you actually must show up on your first day and go to the job at a prearranged time. It's called a work schedule. Ghosting meetings or your supervisor is frowned upon and is likely to result in termination, which is a bad thing. Gen Z is also encouraged to not complain about having to work while being at work, because that is why it's called work. So stand out amongst your Gen Z peers and actually show up, like 5 days a week, for 40 hours. Because that's how you get money.
This has been Help Wanted, a public service of this station.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Robert Hur, the special counsel in President Biden's classified documents case, is due to testify today on Capitol Hill. The House gearing up for a vote tomorrow on a bill would require China's ByteDance to sell TikTok. Amid concern, the video sharing app is under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party. A Biden-Trump rematch is all but assured. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to capture their party's presidential nominations today with victories in a slate of state primaries. With armed gangs in control of the country, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. Haiti is also getting more than $100 million in additional U.S. aid. A barge holding close to 200 tons of food is being towed toward Gaza, the relief effort funded chiefly by the United Arab Emirates. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 34 points, NASDAQ futures up 68. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Challenge. Dumb people shooting, playing traffic. Dumb people need to stay in their cars. They open up the door, they jump out, they follow the car, they dance around. Look out, there's a street sign, some potholes ahead. You're gonna crack your skull, you stupid dunderhead. Will we?
This guy some consideration. He's getting roasted on TikTok for attempting to get a refund from Little Caesars because he says he got food poisoning. But the problem is he ate most of the pizza before he went back to get his money back, and the manager would not countenance this idea.
Staphylococcus meningitis. He got staphylococcus from all of this garlic butter.
That's not what I said.
You keep your napkin, though. I'll give you your money back. You don't have to report me. I know what I said.
I came in here to... Am I allowed... Can I say...
All gone, and you've got garlic butter all over it. No wonder you got sick.
All gone? Am I allowed to talk, or...
Wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, though, right?
Yeah.
Even your pizza knows you're a liar.
You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
Am I supposed to ask Kiss just because you bought a $7.99?
No!
Okay, I'm refunding you. Drop it. Thank you.
No, you called me a moron.
Jeez. Where is this at?
It's a Little Caesars.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I wonder where...
What city I don't have.
Doesn't matter, but... I was curious.
We can find out quick enough. Or is this the TikTok video? TikTok. I don't know if I want to take a chance on that. It doesn't give a location. But I don't think either one of these people is at fault. I personally blame Joe Biden.
I've done some dumb things. I'll do dumb things again.
Because the way he's running the show, everybody's uptight, wound up.
Out of sight.
Yeah. So I blame him. At the end of our Rich Thomas weather forecast, we have a tribute to the end of winter. Don't miss it.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Speaking of the end of winter, it is a week from today.
Wow.
Wow. How about that? The morning chill will fade out quickly today. Mostly sunny. Warming trend starts. High 72. Yesterday we had mid-60s. Partly cloudy. Not as cold tonight. Low 42. Wednesday's high 76. Thursday's high near 80. Good bit of sunshine with some high thin cirrus clouds overhead. Risk of showers and storms begins late Thursday night. Widespread rain and thunderstorms on Friday. Periods of rain and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to rain all weekend, but there will be waves of low pressure moving through the area. Some of the rainfall totals could be rather excessive, like last week. Right now, this morning, let's see, we've got Prattville at 36. It's 38 at MGM now at 716.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Coming soon.
I command you, in the name of all that is righteous and good, release the winter season and let us live in peace.
Go suck an egg.
The cold. And snow, release it into the heavens.
The end of winter.
Let the days become longer and hotter and sunnier.
The end of winter. Coming soon, but for some...
Powerful storm system from North Carolina to Maine.
Not soon enough.
What are you guys doing on Wednesday?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess it is tomorrow, isn't it?
It is tomorrow.
Time change. Yeah. I'm, you know, I set my clock back 2 days, and I'm.
You know, I plan to get up at 3.
I mean, after the show.
Oh, after the show? I don't know. What do you want to do?
I stay here and work.
Have some lunch and watch them cut down the trees. Tree Masters is coming.
Oh, a tree felling party.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and if you're considering,
I usually don't drink in the morning, but I. Certainly would consider it.
Yes, we will serve alcoholic beverages. You know, I'm really eager to see how they do this, because they got to take on this giant V-shaped crepe myrtle that is old but has been infested with carpenter ants. One half of it is hollow, and all it does is throw leaves into the pool, and that's gotten very tiresome and expensive. So it's coming down, along with another one that got hit by lightning. That's the one that destroyed my weather center. And then a third one is going to be cut back.
I felled a tree this weekend.
You did?
It's a small little thing, but I still felled it.
You felled it.
And then I chopped up. I did a lot of trimming this weekend, and there is a massive pile out by the street that I hope they pick up.
Well, that's one thing the Tree Masters does. They not only cut everything down to manageable size so it's in proper form to be picked up by the city, but they can haul it away, too. And
I thought about them, though, because there's other trees I dare not ever try to do myself.
Well, I want one to come down, so I need to talk to them. The one in the back near the pool.
It's filling your pool with leaves, too.
Not leaves, but more like pine needles.
You know? Ah, that's right. That's kind of an evergreen.
Yeah.
But Tree Masters, this is what they do. And last year, we had a pretty heavy-duty storm late in the spring that did a lot of tree damage in Arrowhead, where we live. And I saw their sign everywhere. And everywhere they work, when they were done, the debris from the removal of the tree, the stump, whatever, was neatly piled in front of the house. People that did their own stuff, they were dragging giant limbs, blocking sidewalks. Get it done right. Todd Clark and his team at Tree Masters will give you an estimate and do an excellent job. You don't have to lift a finger. 676-3638 for an estimate. 676-3638. And if you're really, really, really interested in seeing how they do their thing, contact me through Facebook Messenger, and we'll arrange for you to have a look while they are... doing their thing. David, good morning to you.
Morning. Did you guys read that whole story on that Boeing engineer? That supposedly committed suicide?
We know he didn't do that.
Yeah.
There's too many people that go to be witnesses. They're never going to get anybody to witness anything anymore. Look at this poor Schmendrick. Found dead in a hotel parking lot just days after testifying against the airplane giant. Right, I believe that.
Yeah. You know, he was with Boeing for almost 30 years as a quality control engineer.
Yeah.
And was working at their Charleston, South Carolina facility on the 787.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that in testing, 25% of the 787's emergency air systems failed, oxygen systems.
Wow.
So he brought that to their attention and said, and basically he said what happened was, in 1997, when McDonnell Douglas merged with Boeing, that basically they brought all the McDonnell Douglas execs into Boeing, and it turned from a engineering first company, safety company, to just bottom dollar. Everything was driven by the dollar.
Well, I've also heard that, you know, because they are dependent on government contracts to some extent, they put people in positions they're not qualified for. I mean, how does a freaking wheel fall off an airplane? Sorry, that should never, ever happen. There's no excuse for that.
Right. And, you know, it's going to keep happening more the more they push for diversity and equity rather than experience.
Yeah, and another incident involving a Boeing plane in the news today. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We had, my son got married a week ago up in Michigan. We flew up there, and half the party was on another aircraft coming home, and they got stuck overnight because a part failed on the aircraft as they were taxiing out to the runway. And so they had to fly the part into Michigan to fix it overnight so that they could leave the next day.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting nervous because I'm going to be on an airplane soon. So
Are you taking Air Chance?
I'm taking that.
Thanks, David.
It's actually one of those regional jets, a couple of those regional jets for this particular trip.
Jay, I apologize. The time has gotten out of my control.
Oh, look at see that.
But we do have this break coming up. I would like to be able to make a open-faced peanut butter and jelly real quick because I think I need the energy.
Over there at 6:25.
Oh, thank God. I have plenty of time.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. At least one clinic in Alabama has resumed in vitro fertilization treatments after the governor signed a bill into law shielding providers from potential legal liability raised by a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Alabama fertility specialist in Montgomery resumed embryo transfers late last week. A busy Montgomery cardiologist office has abruptly closed. Southeastern Cardiology made the announcement Friday it was shutting down its business. Southeastern Cardiology was a private practice located on the fourth floor of Baptist Medical Center. No information was given on why the clinic was closed. The SLE Rodeo returns to Montgomery this Friday. The week-long event will be held at the Garrett Coliseum. The rodeo is hosted by the Southeastern Livestock Exposition, which is a nonprofit organization. All proceeds from the rodeo go to support Alabama's youth through scholarships. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Move over, toilet tissue. The newest advancement in bathroom comfort just got declassified. Introducing Top Secret Toilet Paper. It doesn't come on a roll. Top Secret Toilet Paper comes in boxes piled high, right next to the commode. Just reach in, grab a sheet, and experience the ultra-soft, cushiony cleanup. Then, flush. You might want to flush twice. There's a couple of nuclear codes still swirling around the bowl.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, that very charming guy named Jay Scott with
Random
Facts.
That is a toilet paper brand.
Hey.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
This just in from the Thomas Weather Center. Charming is a toilet paper brand.
Nothing gets past him.
He is like
a... catches...
He's like a cat. A high spring mousetrap.
I mean, counts is right on. Did you know the Paramount Theater in New York? New York City.
New York City.
Smelled of pee. A lot.
Yeah.
After whose performance?
Wow. Paramount, you're...
Okay. So I'm guessing this has to do with a long performance because you can't go to the restroom. Wait a minute.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
It's because they would get there early to get a good seat.
Oh.
They would stay for the performance. They would not leave because they did not want to give up their seat, and they would stay there all day, and they would just... Frank Sinatra.
Duh.
Oh.
Frank Sinatra shows. The Bobby Soxers would come for the first show at 9:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And stay for show after show, determined not to relinquish their seat, even if it meant soaking in it.
Now, my mom was one of those Bobby Soxers, by the way. Now, I'm not sure about the pee part, but...
She's soaking in it.
But they would go from Troy, New York, down to New York City to see Frank Sinatra.
Tell you what, I like the idea of a 9 o'clock in the morning concert. Get it out of the way, got the rest of the day to...
And not if you're one of those fans. You stayed for show after show. Because you were right there up close, wherever your seat was.
I guess they didn't have assigned seating?
I'm not sure on that. Maybe not. Might have been GA for that particular area. I don't know. Did you know one of the top salt exporters in the country? What state?
Well, Utah would seem like the obvious.
Michigan.
It is not Michigan. It is not Utah.
Well, good. At least we're both wrong.
Right. It just says it's one of. Because it's not the top, but it is one of the top.
Okay. Salt. Well, I just... Oh, okay. Kansas?
It is Ohio.
Okay. Under Lake Erie. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Whiskey Islands salt mine.
Okay.
Under Lake Erie.
But I thought under Lake Huron, which would be Michigan, was the biggest...
It might be.
It's the biggest.
Okay. This is just one of the top. 1,800 feet... Below Lake Erie is the Whiskey Island salt mine, a 12-square-mile mine, and it's just all salt.
They're mining salt near Cleveland on Lake Erie, too.
Yeah. The CPI numbers are coming out, and the Dow is starting to take a deep nosedive. I can't wait to see these numbers. Mm. Just letting you know. Oh, here it is.
As we can,
Super Price Index.
Down and okay. Just getting numbers right now. Serve it in come right away.
We're reading the closed captioning on our
trying
TV.
Up 0.4%. Estimated at 0.4%. It's a lie. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay.
Oh, year over year for February, it was higher than estimated.
By 3.1%.
That's a big deal.
I understand.
That's a big deal.
3.2 versus 3.1. I get that. Did you know Pop-Tarts are not... I've been having a craving for Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts are not named Pop-Tarts because they pop out of the toaster.
I don't believe you.
Right?
You're going to have to convince me now.
Well, you're just going to have to watch that Jerry Seinfeld film.
You are changing my paradigm of the Pop-Tart, so go ahead.
They were invented in... Do you remember what year, or at least the decade they were invented in?
50s.
60s.
Like I said, I only missed by one. I was going to say 60s. Why did I go with 50s? I do this to myself all the time.
Do you
want to
try again and pick a specific year in the 60s?
65.
Oh, God, you're so close. 64.
Son of a... You know what, Rich? This segment of the show is going to kill me. I'm going to get so wound up over one of these things someday, I'll just cack.
I'm pissed off I didn't say Ohio when I know there was salt.
In Ohio.
Yeah, salt in Lake Erie.
So the reason they got the name Pop-Tart, and they had nothing to do with the toaster in 64, was because they were referencing pop art in 1964.
Oh, that, okay.
Pop art, pop tart.
I'm disappointed.
So it was just a really close thing. Yeah. How long have the pop-up toasters been around?
A long time.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, remember when how many people died trying to fish a piece of toast out of a toaster?
Let me get the fork.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then you hit one of those coils.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Did you know... The band NSYNC. Do you remember whose favorite? Who NSYNC? She was a huge fan of NSYNC. Do you remember who that was?
Jeez.
We talked to her every day for a very long time. Part of the morning show.
That's Susan.
No, not
Emily.
Susan. No, not Emily. She was not part of the show. She was somebody we talked to, though.
I don't remember any of the broads. I mean, women that used to be on the show.
Meteorologist.
Yeah,
Marcy Novak.
Marcy Novak, goddess. I wonder how she's doing.
She's
out of the business.
Yeah, she's done with it.
Well,
she's
that'll doing good. That'll extend your life.
She went into teaching, I think, didn't she?
I don't know. Yeah, I just know she's out of the business.
I got to tell you, one of the best human beings. In fact, I have. I think I have a Marcy NSYNC thing. Let's check this out.
This was for Justin to get the Video Vanguard Award, and it was just a lot of fun.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what that was.
Why am I keeping that? Marcy, Joey, fat one. Oh, Fatone, I'm sorry. Well,
the band named NSYNC, that name, NSYNC, is a play on the last letter of each of the original band members' names.
Oh.
So there was Justin Timberlake. The last letter of his name is an N in Justin. There was a, I don't know their names, I just have a list here. There was Chris, Joey, fat one, like you said. Joey's the Y. Jason's the N. There was a guy named JC, he is the C at the end of it. And then there was another guy named Chris, he was the S. So it was all NSYNC.
Wow.
Yeah.
So extensive and so unnecessary.
Very. Did you know? And if you did know this, I am surprised. Sloths.
What about sloths?
Well, they only poop once a week.
Well.
And when they do that, they lose one-third of their body weight.
One-third?
One-third of their body weight.
Man.
Body weight whenever they go poopy.
That takes a load off my mind.
They take it, yeah. did you know, of the 50 oldest people on the planet...
Don't look at me when you say that.
Only one of them is...
What? A male.
Correct.
What?
How about that?
Say it again.
I'm one up on you now, Rich.
Say it again.
Of the 50 oldest people on the planet, only one of them is male.
So I'm ahead of you.
Make it be known on this degree.
Well, by royal decree.
I was going to say, we'll get something and blow it up and put it by your office.
Yeah,
on this day, nice. Greg was ahead of Rich by one.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you, we're going to have another state quiz for you two.
Oh, boy.
We're also going to give you a random fact about a Sheena Easton song.
Sheena Easton.
I take the 9 o'clock train. You know.
Yeah.
We're also going to take. In fact, I think we're going to be talking about that specific song you just referenced.
My baby takes the morning train.
We're also going to tell you a random fact about a 1954 college football game.
Okay.
What else? We'll tell you about a murder that was solved in a rather dumb way. And
either of you watch Murder and Other Details?
I don't know that one.
I'm not familiar with that one.
No.
Is that like a forensic file thing? Yeah, like a thing?
I've heard it's good.
Or is it a scripted series or is it a documentary thing?
Scripted series.
Oh no, never heard of it. And then I'm gonna give you a random fact about what 1 in 10 of American adults are not doing. We'll give you
flossing.
Actually, we'll tell you 9 out of 10 American adults are not doing. Let me reverse that. Anyway, that's all coming up on Random Facts.
I'll bet most of them aren't rummaging through a garbage can like I am looking for something. That's going to be essential for the show later on.
I don't know.
The time of the tone is 7:37. We'll check in with Skipper, and I got to get a convoluted intro ready here.
Well, traffic is light to mostly moderate all around the area. We are seeing it building a bit, and we've got a lot of cars inbound to Montgomery from Wetumpka, I-85 southbound into Montgomery, I-65 southbound, light to mostly moderate traffic. We still have an accident on the ramp from I-65 northbound up to Cobbs Ford Road. Still got vehicles off on the right side of the road headed up that ramp. Just be aware that they're there. Not really seeing any other problems anywhere this morning. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jay for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center presents Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour.
Only you know and I know.
With special guests, the Outlaws. Friday, March 29th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour with special guest, The Outlaws, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Someone ripped the 5th month out of my calendar.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Upsetting? I'm completely dismayed.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And now, did you lie about something? Hey, get the straight truth from
random facts. From May to July? You made it sound like lie?
That's a toilet paper brand.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go to the august presence of J. Scott, host of Random Facts.
Did you know this is the only state in the United States, and it's not Ohio, that requires shoes while driving?
Florida?
Not Florida.
See, now I know
Illinois.
No, it's not Illinois. A lion eye, whatever.
I have to rummage through the trash. I'm tired of being wrong.
Yeah, did we do this once before?
I don't know.
Okay. Is it Mississippi?
You're very close, but it is not Mississippi.
Louisiana.
You're getting colder.
Arkansas.
You're also colder.
Tennessee.
You're getting warmer again.
Georgia.
Arkansas. You're very warm.
Arkansas.
Tennessee. South Carolina, North Carolina.
You're getting cold again.
Crap, Kentucky.
You're cold.
Okay,
it's you were warmer with Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida.
It's in the South, Louisiana.
Nope, getting cold again.
Okay,
it's Alabama.
Hey, Rich, are you thinking what I'm thinking right now? Yeah. I am kind of pissed. Actually,
I thought it was legal in Alabama.
This is the only state that requires shoes while driving, and the caveat to that is it is only for motorcycle riders.
Ah.
So.
I thought I was violating the law all these years.
Okay. Yeah, no, okay. You can drive barefoot in any other state you want to.
Yeah.
You can drive barefoot here if it's in a car.
In a car.
But if you're on a motorcycle, you got to wear shoes here.
But am I correct in that you are not allowed to wear
flip-flops
because of what can happen as far as the pedals, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I don't think they've amended that. I think that's still a law that you can't drive with flip-flops in the state of Alabama.
Well.
Sandals, yes, because they aren't.
Barefoot, yes.
Yeah, barefoot's fine, too. Flip-flops have the possibility of the gas getting under the flip of the flop.
Mm-hmm.
And getting, yeah. Did you know?
What the hell did Joey and Eddie eat here between noon and 3?
Man, I don't know. You were going
deeper. I'm digging.
You were going deep in that trash.
Oh, my God.
Feeling right at home. Damn.
Your grand possum would be proud.
Yeah.
Your grand possum is looking down. And that's my boy. Going into the trash. I taught him well. Did you know the Sheena Easton hit song that you guys were talking about, Morning Train?
Yep.
That was not the original title.
Afternoon Train?
No. That was not the original title either. So, 3 months before that song released, there was a massive, massive hit song in the United States. It crossed from the country charts into the pop charts. There was a movie made about it that starred the person that sang the actual song. And so they had to change the title of this Sheena Easton hit to Morning Train. The original title was called 9 to 5.
9 to 5,
oh,
right.
That was a Dolly Parton song.
There's a funny sequence in Seinfeld where, isn't it Kramer actually going to work? An actual job with a briefcase and everything, and they use this song to segment the video. Look at, she is hot. She's got the dark hair, the blue eyes, the fair skin.
What nationality is she?
She's an Easterner.
Hey! You're the one with the rim shot over there. You're the one that should hit it.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
One for me.
Did you know this was a college football game, 1954, Auburn versus Florida State. I'm going to tell you about some people who were in there. Do you know about the 1954 Auburn-Florida State
game? No, I know of some very famous Auburn-Florida State games, but not 1954.
The 1954 Auburn versus Florida State football game featured a future governor.
Kay Ivey.
No, yeah. She was right tackle. No, Fob James.
He was governor before I got here.
Yes, he was. It also featured a later legendary broadcaster.
I never had a chance to watch Fob. Did you?
Yeah. Oh. His name always looked like a typo.
Yeah.
What future broadcaster?
Lee Corso.
How about that?
The highlight of the game.
He played football?
Auburn? He played for Auburn?
He's kind of dwarfish.
I'm not sure which one he played for.
Of course, he was kind of dwarfish. He didn't look big.
And I don't know what he was doing there, if he was even on a team. He may have just been a
cheerleader.
Just be broadcasting of some sort, you know, there locally or something. Apparently, the highlight of the game was you found it. Good.
Your dumpster diving morning show is now complete.
Just trying to get through this because we're getting late.
Who cares? Let's just roll with it.
Well,
man.
Then fine.
What else is on?
The highlight of the game came from a 53-yard touchdown that was run by, I'm going to guess he played for Florida State at the time.
Ron DeSantis?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds?
You're kidding. So that football game had Bob James, which probably back then people were making fun of him anyway for his name, Lee Corso doing something or another, and Burt Reynolds.
Wow. Burt Reynolds. Did I tell you I had lunch with him?
Yeah.
And he was in such a... must have been hungover.
What year?
This would have been 86.
What would have been...
At a waterside restaurant next to the Intracoastal. And he wasn't mean or rude or anything, but he didn't even bother to really clean the toupee.
What were you having lunch with him for? Was this just a...
It was a promotion.
Okay.
Somebody won it. And I got to be the...
Oh, you were the chaperone.
Yes. To teach people how to act around famous folk.
Hey, what was the...
I am silly today.
The movie
I'm
he was in that where he was a movie maker of adult films.
Oh, that was Boogie Nights.
Yeah, Boogie Nights, yeah.
He did not want to do that movie. He did not want to do it.
But I don't blame him.
But it was a big deal movie. I mean...
It was. I can't remember...
Well, so was Porky's, but...
Well, no, Boogie Nights is a really good film. Yeah. Especially for Bert, I don't know. Somebody convinced him to do it,
and I think it won an Academy Award.
It really revitalized his name.
Yeah.
From that, it was his John Travolta moment, his Pulp Fiction moment.
Yeah.
Where.
It had nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that. I didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, no, I was just remembering the great song by Heatwave, because I played that.
Oh, Boogie Nights,
as a DJ.
Did you know a four-year-old murder, and I don't mean a murder of a four-year-old, I'm talking a murder that was 4 years old.
Give us the other details.
It was solved when detectives noticed a gang member's tattoo. The tattoo depicted the entire crime scene.
Oh, that's good.
And so they got him on that.
In case you get fuzzy on the details and you kill somebody, make sure you have it tattooed into your flesh somewhere.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
Well, yeah. There's a post-mortem morning maroon.
And finally.
We're not that late.
Only 1 in 10 American adults are eating enough fruits and vegetables.
1 in 10?
Yeah, which means there's 9 of us eating wrong.
I am on the path to changing that. You know, I'm doing a bag of cut leaf spinach, and I mean, not soaked in sausage.
You just had grape this morning.
I had...
That's a fruit?
Yeah.
I'm doing fresh fruit every day now at the house, and instead of any other snack, I don't do that. I just do fruit.
Peanuts come from the ground. They're vegetables, right?
Believe they are. Believe these. No, really, seriously, I am doing really, really well with all that stuff. You watch.
Those are all of your random facts.
Okay.
If you remember all of that when we do I'm just going to do a real quick recent quiz.
Okay. So, I mean, that last one I sent you might be worth it, perhaps.
Will you do me a favor today?
What is it?
That's when you ask somebody to go out of their way to help you with something, but that's not important, Rich.
I always like to know what the favor is before you ask, will you do me this favor that I have not told you yet what it's going to be?
Goose's ring is ready at Brian Jewelry.
Oh, you need me to pick it up?
If you would.
Yeah, if you let him know I'm coming by to pick it up, I'll do it.
Sure, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely, thank you. I can bring it down with me.
I'll try not to drive through the door.
And Wiley Poundstone, if you're listening, there's a message in your box. I need you to check that out for me, please. Brian Jewelry... It's Janelle's favorite store. I can't tell you how many things she's... And I'm a big believer in wish lists because I'm the kind of guy that likes to make those things happen. And she has always, always, always loved their stuff. We had it when she had... you mentioned the sloth a while back. That's one of her favorite critters. And Penelope, the little possum. And we've had little miniatures made of those by Brian Jewelry, because they can create from scratch. Now, they have a huge selection, and it's very competitively priced, and you'll find, as you talk to people and so forth, that the Brian Jewelry customer base covers a good chunk of the state of Alabama. So people that have moved away from Prattville still come back to Lynn and her team because over three generations and seven decades, they just offer unparalleled customer service and professional experience and savings. If you visit them online at brianjewelry.com, explore the website, but by all means, sign up for membership so the first time you buy an item that's worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. They also have items under $20 that are exquisite. This is the place. And can't tell you how many different things, but Janelle is so looking forward to getting this ring back with the new opal setting that the team at Brian Jewelry will be installing. In fact, we'll put it on Facebook when I'm down there this weekend. They're at 1778 East Main. And again, don't forget the savings available at brianjewelry.com as we get ready for today's $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that Sheena Easton's Morning Train song had a different title that had to be changed because there was another song that was just massively popular with the same title. What was the original title of Morning Train by Sheena Easton?
And we'll do a live, Rich and I will do a live performance of the original song after we get the winning answer at 272-9228. 272-9228. We're going to check in with Skipper and then come right back. Hopefully you'll be a winner and call again in our grand prize drawing.
Accident if you're traveling out Troy Highway this morning, just before you get to Taylor Road. This is going to be just past Perimeter Parkway at Tractor Supply Company. We got an accident there. We also still have vehicles on the ramp, I-65 northbound to Cobbs Ford Road. They are off on the right side of the roadway, a little problem there earlier. Everywhere else, very busy. I-65 at 85, Taylor Road, 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated when accidents happen. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clem. Wendell J, Skywatch Traffic.
It is 7:50. This has become such a fun morning.
Yeah.
And we all came with...
This should be a repeat show.
Jay, which line am I going to first?
Of the ones that we have there, you can go to, I believe, number 4.
That's what I thought. Linda, good morning to you.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're having the time of our lives.
That is not a Sheena Easton song. Who did Time of Our Life? That was from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. And by the way, that? Eric Carmen, who passed away, had a song in Dirty Dancing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wrote the song Dirty Dancing.
Hey, Linda, what is the original title of Sheena Easton's Morning Train?
I believe it was 9 to 5.
That is correct.
So, I guess about my baby worked from 9 to 5. Okay, Linda, you should get a reward just for listening to that. Do hold, and we will be rewarding you with a $20 Food Outlet gift card. Thank you for listening and participating. Oh, wait a minute. You had a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I know what it is. You are overwhelmed with emotion and humbled.
I was just going to say thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, that was close.
Well, hang on.
Hang on. Yeah, don't go away. It's Backup Steve.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
You're going down to New Orleans, and if you were going down to New Orleans, someone would say that the convoluted intros were charming, darling.
Charming.
They don't use the G at the end. They always charm and darling.
Yeah.
Down in the parish.
That's also a toilet paper.
That's why I refer to Jay as a very charming guy.
Charming guy, yes.
All right, 1954 football game featured people like Fob James, Lee Corso, and Burt Reynolds. What two teams were playing in that 1954 game with all those stars?
I'm pretty sure that was Auburn and Florida State. And right. I believe Burt Reynolds played for Florida State along with Lee Corso.
Both played for Florida. And then Fob James, of course, that would be Auburn.
Auburn, and later on our governor.
Yep.
With a three-letter name.
I know, with a typo name. Yep.
Yeah, all you got to do is put Key in front of it, and then you got his first real name.
I gotcha.
Y'all take care.
All right.
Yep. Thank you. Back up, Steve. We got another Steve.
Hey, Steve. Hi.
Hello.
Of the 50 oldest people on the planet, How many are men?
One.
One is correct.
That is excellent. Give him a bonus entry, because that was a tough question. And we wrap up with J-Tom.
Hey, J-Tom, hi.
Hey.
Only state in the United States that requires you to wear shoes when you're driving.
That's the funniest thing I heard this morning. As your guess was, it's Alabama.
Alabama is correct.
Good work. Thank you, J-Tom. We're running just a tad behind, so we'll kind of condense the rest of it. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And we're the only people dumb enough to announce our format breakage on the air so the boss can come in and bring us on the new one later.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We are in the upper 30s this morning, but the chill will fade out quickly, and a warming trend begins today. Mostly sunny. Yesterday's high was 65. I'm getting I'm looking for 72 today. Let's put it that way. Partly cloudy night. It's cold tonight. Low 42. Tomorrow's high 76. Thursday's high near 80. Good bit of sunshine with some high cloudiness. Risk of showers begins late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and thunderstorms again on Friday. Remember, last Friday was that big washout. Well, we're going to do it again in periods of rain and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Right now this morning, 38 out at MGM at 757.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
That's me. I'm here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro, which you are going to win. Well, you possibly could win a $20 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro coming up. I was going to say next. Yeah, still next hour. 2 minutes till next hour. Yeah, we're going to be giving one of those away, and then you can go over to the Seafood Bistro located just down the street here, 1651 Perry Hill Road, when they open up at 11. And choice is yours. Kid in a candy store here with what you want to get. The po' boys, maybe a boil bag if you would like to do that. The boil bag's fantastic. Fresh had one of those the other day. Smelled up the entire office in the delicious smell of the Seafood Bistro. He had the shrimp, and God, it smelled so good. It was wonderful. He was eating the potatoes, the corn, the Kaneka sausage that in there. He had an egg added to it as well. It was fantastic.
It is a cacophony of aromas.
Oh, Lord, and the flavor.
Cacophony.
Which, by the way, the flavors, you can get different kind of flavoring, seasoning type stuff on there.
Yeah.
If you want to, with lemon pepper, Cajun, spicy Cajun, or you can go with no seasoning at all if you want to do that as well.
I like lemon pepper.
Oh, me too, yeah. They also, speaking of lemon pepper, they also got wings. If you're looking for wings at the Seafood Bistro, lemon pepper, Saigon Sweet Heat. They've also got the honey barbecue, honey mustard, the Craven Cajun as well. A lot of different flavors for the wings. Find it all online at theseafoodbistro.com or on the delivery apps that are on your phone. You can check it out there as well. 279-7500 is their number. You can also see the menu and a lot of the items on the menu, especially a lot of the items that they're making fresh daily there, by going to their Facebook page for the Seafood Bistro.
All right. Just before the top of the hour, we have the Wall Street Business Report. Next hour, a contest, and you can win.